Love me some George Strait on a Friday morning. Hey, how's it going? It's Zimmel hanging out with you on this March 4th. And in with me right now is Mandy from the Community Center. How's it going this morning?
It's going well. Andrew, how are you?
We're having a fun morning this morning. And I'll tell you what, I've been talking about the Youth Center. I've been talking about you guys. And it's so great to finally like put a name to a face. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
Just the great stuff that you guys do over there. I'm really excited. And this is what's cool to me is that when I was in high school, we didn't have any of this type of stuff. When I was in high school, it was like, you know, you get done with school, you get done with sports, and you pretty much either go with your friend group or you go home and you watch cartoons. And you guys are doing something really cool over there with just game nights and something that really, I think, can connect the community. I really love that for small towns.
Well, the teen center has actually been in the community and been utilized by the community for generations here. It's actually, I've got my senior pool league that comes in there, and they're talking about when they went, you know, to the ice rink and to the teen center. You know, people just it's got that nostalgia. So you've got parents and grandparents bringing their grandkids and their kids, or having them come there, you know, to the same place that they went, which is really neat. And so yeah, it's.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, like the kind of the passing down. And it's just, like I said, I really love what you guys do over there. You're closed tomorrow, though, for the fishing derby.
Yep.
That's a good thing. And I had it in my notes that the Neil Heinkamp, the youth fishing derby, is going to happen tomorrow. They got pushed back a week because of the weather. So that is happening. That's good. Also, before I forget, Liam Ruby, happy third birthday. I had to slip that in there, too. Sorry, Mandy.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Happy birthday, Liam.
Let's talk about what's some other things that are happening.
Well, we do have exciting news that I promised to tell people here. Mm-hmm. And that's that DQ Grillin' Chillin' Wahpeton is helping the Teen Center next Friday, March 11th. Save that date, because from noon to 3, 20% of the sales they make will go to the after-school program.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
That's
really
a huge deal. That's going to help out the teen center a lot.
I hope so. Yeah, we're just telling people, you know, if you want to help the teen center and if you want some delicious food, go on over there and you're helping us by doing that.
Noon to 3, 20% off, and that is next Friday, March 11th.
That's correct.
That's great, because, you know, those are some of the things that you think about, like, hey, how can I help this organization? Hey, I really want to, like, get involved, and this is an easy, pretty simple and easy way, because I guarantee you a lot of people already are probably going there for lunch, and now, boom, more help. Good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. We always, we accept donations, and at any time of the year. It's essentially going to City Hall or going to the Teen Center when we're open. But honestly, it all ends up at City Hall. So it's best to just go there and just tell them this is for the Teen Center so they know how to earmark that.
Very cool. And so let's go through some of the after school programs.
So the after school program is open for ages 10 and up. We welcome the kids under 10. They just need to be accompanied by an adult. So we do, there's ice skating when we have ice, and of course sledding when there's actually snow on the hill. And then free indoor games. All of our indoor games are free for the kids, and there's a lot of them between pool and air hockey and foosball and ping pong. Yeah, so that's our after-school program. It is a free after-school program. If any money that they bring is usually bought for concessions for them to eat, or a dollar for the skating. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's an opportunity for kids to have fun without a cost to the parents, really.
And that's becoming more and more rare and hard to find. So that's another really cool thing that you guys are doing over there, man.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go Tuesdays. Every Tuesday in March, we have something cool for youth 10 and up. It is a, what are we talking Tuesday? Game table?
It's game table challenge. So you challenge a friend to pool, ping pong, air hockey, any of the game tables. And whoever wins gets a baked good from Econo. And then whoever loses still gets a treat, a smaller treat. So it's just for participating. So we got that every Tuesday, and yeah, it's the kids love it. They come in other days and go, can we do it today? And we're like, that's Tuesdays, but look forward to seeing you and doing this next Tuesday. So
what's the most popular one?
Oof, Honestly, I would say as far as what we do there or as far
as... Well, just the games. What do kids get challenged the most at?
It's a toss-up between ping pong and pool.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'm a ping pong fiend, so
yes,
that's good
my son, too. So, yes. So, and then we do have our pool tournament Fridays. So every Friday again in March, and our hours are 3:15 to 5:30. So youth ages 10 and up, they challenge each other to, there's bracketed pool, like an actual pool tournament. And then the winner gets a free combo meal and their name on our winner's plaque.
Ooh.
And so for the week. And then they have to defend, you know, their title the next week. So
that's great. That's great, Mandy. Thank you. Thanks for that. And then let's go. Last thing. Do we have a early out movie days?
Yep, we do. We have Treasure Planet is the movie for this month. And that's Wednesday, March 23rd, that early out PLC day. And that's from 1:15 to 5:30. The movie usually typically starts around 2:15. We do sell pizza at that, $2.75 a slice or $6 for two slices and soda or water. And then just an FYI reminding people that we are open for rental, available for rental year round. Mm-hmm. So just to contact City Hall, Breckenridge City Hall, for any of the, whether birthday graduations that are going to be coming up in not too long, a lot sooner than what we realize, but. And then just lastly here, Andrew, I wanted to do shout outs to all the people that help us and do make us, you know, make what we do so much easier. And first it's to the public service guys who maintain the skating rink, driveways, parking lot, and so much more there. I mean, really, on top of all of the snow removal, they're helping me out over there. So and the ladies at City Hall that make my job so much easier. They are amazing. And then to my fantastic staff, Mandy Nelson, Mackenzie Johnson, and then Thaddeus Steinberger, my son, who stepped up and decided to help me out this year. Of course, you guys here too, Andrew. You guys, I really appreciate the absolute privilege to connect with you and get the word out about what we have to offer our awesome community.
And it's a lot to offer. If you haven't been down there before, you need to get on it, because it's, like you said, one of the very rare things that's left that's kind of free to parents. You know, it helps out. Thank you so much for coming in, Mandy.
I was glad to come in, Andrew. Thank you.
More great stuff coming up right now. Miranda Lambert, Mama's Broken Heart on the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.